Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah. This is where we read about Sarah's death. Probably not the best decision-making about the weekly portion. But of course, when you get deep into the subject, you understand that these words, the life of Sarah, are exactly the lessons from this week's Parasha. You see, there is something very interesting in this week. I want to actually start in the end of the Parasha, or almost the end of the parasha, when we're going to read the story three times. We're going to read the story about Eliezer going to find a wife to Isaac. He comes to the well and he's looking for a wife. He's giving this challenge and he says, the one who's going to feed me or give me water to me and the animals, she's the righteous person that deserves to marry Isaac. The story happens and it's being told. But then we hear it again when Eliezer goes and tell it to the family of Rebekah. The story again then returns again when we hear the story being told to Isaac as well. The story is being told three times, two times, and any story that's being told more than just as the shortest way, as we usually know, the Bible is precise of every word, and every word counts. Why do we need to know all of it? She comes, she draws, she brings, she comes, she takes, she picks. They ask her where she goes. She goes to her brother. The whole process seems very, very rough. Why do we need to hear about it over and over and over again? The secret is based on the words of our sages. The conversation of our forefathers is sometimes more powerful, and you can learn more of a simple conversation of the fathers than the Torah, than the deep, interesting, important things that the children say. Meaning when we go and reach back to the forefathers, Abraham, Sarah, and everybody then, every word counts in what we hear about their mundane day-to-day life, and those simple conversation becomes more important and we can learn more from it than even the deepest insight that comes from people that are lower, people that are from our generation, people that are not huge giants like they were in spirit and in life. But I think it teaches us something a bit more important. There is a big problem in life, and you probably heard about me saying this in the past. A wise person once said that the problem in life is we don't hear the background music. You know, when you watch a movie, when you watch a TV show, there is another component other than what you see, and that's the music you hear. You know, when the guy opens the door in the middle of the night and you hear a dramatic sound, you know something dramatic is going to happen. The music indicates what the reality is going to give us. When the lady goes inside the coffee and she sees the love of her life, she will hear music. Music that's going to indicate you, the viewer, that something big is going to happen. When we hear the story about Eliezer and Rivka and Isaac, we read a story that sounds like a regular story. Just random facts. They come, they go, they drink. But when we hear those great moments, we understand that in those moments, we will see the establishment of the generations to come and the people of Israel. Isaac and Rebekah are going to meet. This is a crucial moment. It's a moment that's going to indicate who is Isaac and who is Rebekah, who is Jacob and who is Esau and the tribes of Israel and everybody from that moment. You realize this is a crucial moment in time and you look at it and you understand how important it is to understand every aspect of what happens. So we read it three times to understand. Life is about those moments. When you're a great person, when you're doing important things, and even if you're not an important person and you don't do big things, what you do today implicates to the future. You don't know what's a crucial moment. How many times in life we've lost track of an important moment because we didn't hear this music, this soundtrack in the back. We don't have the soundtrack in life. We don't know what's an important moment. But a person who lives with this existence and the understanding that every moment count. Yes, every moment count, even you waiting for somebody to draw water from the river. The weekly portion name is, we said, Chayei Sarah, the life of Sarah. After Sarah, the love of the life of Abraham passed away, she sits there and he cries. And immediately after, without a stop, he goes and he is looking for a wife for his son. Because this is life. Life is always going, is always continuing. You do not stop life. After the horrible year the people of Israel had, you would think people will stop their life. After so much sorrow, so much pain. Abraham just lost his wife Sarah. So you mourn and you stop and you reflect, but you continue. You continue because every moment counts. Because every moment is a blessing that's going to bring another moment. Something that's going to bring us more and more. The saying of Abraham was that he was old, but in Hebrew it says, Zaken ba bayamim, came with his day. To come with your day means that you took every day in your life and you made it meaningful. If you cannot make the important moment meaningful, then the mundane, regular days of life, of course, they're not going to be important. But we are being told the story of Abraham and the secret of Abraham. He came to life carrying his days. Because every day brought the next day. And every moment brought the next moment. His life were filled with life. In the end of his life, or her life, we read about the life of Sarah. Even the death of Sarah is another perspective of life. It brings you to the next moment, the next life. But it comes something you go with and you carry all throughout your life. And even in the darkest moment, after this big stop, after the trauma, what we need to do is to step up and to go to the next moment. You stop and then you continue to bring life. What he's going to do? He's going to search for a wife for his son. A wife, a family that's going to bring more children, that's going to change, that's going to bring life. In those moments, you reflect about life and you can either take the path that says, life is ending. What's the point of all of it? Or you can embrace every moment and make it count. If the words of the conversation of our fathers meant so much, and we know that our words doesn't mean that much, we should try our best to make those moments, to make those words meaningful and important. Shabbat Shalom.